Welcome to the Inside Mommy Athletics Podcast, where we bring you reports of the Panthers' athletic scenes.
Welcome into the second season of Inside Mommy Athletics. I'm so excited I get to do this all over again. Season one was a lot of fun. I got to sit down and have some great conversations with a lot of really interesting people, both inside Mommy and a couple outside Mommy as well. I'm hoping to get some of those same faces back onto the podcast this year and maybe branch out with some other different interviews as well. Just like last year, at the very top, I want to make sure I shout out the two groups that have been with me since the very beginning, the Mommy Athletic Boosters, who helped fund this project from the very beginning, and the Pride of the Panthers photographers. All of the photos you see on my website, Inside Mommy Athletics, that's from Pride of the Panthers. Whether it's me or Robert or Jody or whoever shooting it, it's coming from them. I couldn't do what I do without the support of those two groups. Another group that was very instrumental in starting Inside Mommy Athletics was the Mirror newspaper. And everywhere I go, people are constantly asking me about what's happening with the Mirror. And it's a very sad situation to lose a community newspaper like that. There's not a lot of communities anywhere of Mommy size that had a newspaper or a media just specifically devoted to it. I'm happy to keep Inside Mommy Athletics going to at least keep the sports part of it alive. I want to make sure, though, that we do keep this in perspective. While losing the newspaper is pretty bad, that is not a fun thing. The real tragedy is the loss of life and the loss of somebody that was so important to the city of Maumee and just the community in general, and Mike McCarthy. I want to make sure to dedicate this episode to Mike McCarthy, because all of this doesn't happen really without Mike. Mike was the one who gave me the opportunity to continue sports writing on a part-time basis with the Mirror. So I was able to do my daytime big boy job, but also have some fun covering sports as well. Mike never questioned me. Mike always gave me the platform and the ability to do what I know I needed to do and do it to the best of my abilities. The one thing I loved about Mike was every conversation I had with him, whether it was via email, text message, or over the phone, he always made sure to have something positive to say in there and always had something to make sure he knew how much he appreciated what I was doing. Mike was a very, very special person, and the Maumee community definitely is a lot less without him here. We're going to start off season two much the same way we started off season one, with an in-depth interview with Maumee football coach Evan Karchner. As if anybody needed a reminder of what the Panthers did last year, they went 8-3 and hosted a home playoff game. Both of those, best record and first home playoff game in more than a decade. What Evan has been able to do with this program in such a short amount of time is really a testament to how great of a coach he is and how much these players have bought in to what he's selling. Here's my interview with Evan Karchner. All right, so the first player I want to start off with is, it's been a while since Maumee's been the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like based on last year, there are some teams, Springfield, Genoa, Otsego, and I feel like those three in particular, but every week you guys are going to get the other team's best shot. And I'm not sure Maumee's had that in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change the perception inside the locker room, the coach's office? Does that change how you guys prepare? Does that change anything for you guys being the hunted instead of the hunter?
You know, I mean, it doesn't change our process and how we do things and how we prepare for games and how we want to play, right? That's always who we want to be, whether we feel like we're the underdog or if it's an even game or we feel like we're better than the other team. I tell our kids all the time, it doesn't matter who we play. We play at a certain level and by a certain standard that we want to play at, and let the wins and losses come as they lay. obviously, it's a little bit different now, right? I think we have a little bit more confidence in ourselves. I think our goals are a little bit different than they were in 2023. And they should be, right? We're not just hoping to win a game. You know, we want to win championships. We want to be in the playoffs. And we know that we're kind of up there with those teams that think about that stuff. So we know we have to bring our A game every week, right? Springfield's going to want to beat us. Napoleon's going to want to beat us. Everybody in our league's going to want to beat us. And that comes a little bit with the territory about who we are. Because, you know, we are very out there on social media, right? We do a lot of things. We support our football program. We try to push our football program forward. And, you know, if you get talked about a lot, you're right, you're going to be one of the teams everybody wants to beat and put down a little bit. So we know that, and, you know, we're going to prepare to play the best game we can possibly play, and we want to win all 10 of our games.
Absolutely. You know, this year's team, and it happens every year, it's different than the year before because you're graduating personalities, not just players, but you're graduating personalities. And I think about last year's personalities of Carson and Pierce and Cody and T-Dot and Bryson and Keyshawn and on down the list. As a coach, is that difficult, or is that part of the thing that you like of getting a new – it doesn't make it boring, does it? Getting used to new personalities and new personnel.
No, and as kids get older, right, they come out of their shells a little bit, right? Yeah. And you start to – like, I know more about Cohen Jones now than I did as a freshman, right? I mean, you know, he was a little bit scared of me as a freshman, and now there's a little bit of mutual respect between me and him, and we talk more. And it's a lot of those younger guys, and even the guys that are seniors, right? I've never really had a ton of conversations with Ryan Patterson before, right? He's not a talkative guy. And we've spent a lot of time together this summer. And, you know, as being a two-time captain, you get to learn what these who these kids are. And it's kind of funny, right? They're all different. And everybody's, you know, their own unique way. And I always tell kids, be who you are, right? But, shoot, we're all Maumee football players, right? And it goes back to, like, that standard I talked to. Hey, you could be goofy and all that stuff, or you could be serious or quiet or outgoing, whatever you want to be. But when we step out on that football field, we have one, you know, we have one goal, right? And we're going to play fast, and we're going to play hard, and we want to win. But it's I like the difference in personalities, right? And I think all kids are a little bit different, and that's a little bit of the fun part of our job.
You brought up something when you were talking about Cohen, about how when he was a freshman, he probably feared you. He's afraid of you. And I've always said that that's a good football coach. Football coaches are a lot different. Maybe wrestling coaches a little bit are kind of similar. But I think in general, football coaches are different because your guys have to be afraid of you. But they also know that you will do anything for them.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, especially as a freshman, because you don't spend much time with the varsity guys, right? Yeah. You have your own freshman staff. You have your own freshman practice. And a lot of times, you know, when I go over there, it's either I'm watching everything you do and trying to learn who you are, or I'm correcting things, right? So they're like, oh, he's around, is watching everything I'm doing. And you're a little bit walking on eggshells. But as you learn and you spend more time with me, right, you know, I don't like yelling at kids, right? I don't, you know, I don't enjoy doing that. I'd love to be hugging kids and raising our fists in there every chance we get, but that's not realistic for my job.
Right.
But then you learn, hey, when I get on JV and varsity, man, he does a lot for us. Oh, hey, there's stuff that he thinks is funny. There's stuff that, you know, he's goofy about. And it's just learning. They have to learn who I am as well. And, right, I'm a real person as well. I'm not a robot football coach. And I think this, as the years go on, especially when you move up from freshman and then you're with our varsity staff, right, you really get to learn who our coaches are. And I think that this opens up a whole new relationship there with the players.
Absolutely. So thinking about last year's team, and when I think about the personality, I think about Cody, Carson, Pierce, Donnie in the end zone doing like their little, I think it was against Otsego, they're doing like a kick line or something like that. They were very outgoing.
Yeah.
That's not this year's team, is it?
Yeah, I mean, that group that you keep naming, it was a different group. And they were all really good friends, and they spent a lot of time together, and they're very outgoing, right? And I don't think they were ever shy of talking. And there was some really good leadership there, and there were some things that we had to work through with that group, right? Yeah. I'd say those guys rode the fine line of, you know, of as close as they could get to having fun or taking it a little bit too far. But it was kind of who they were, right? And it's trying to focus their attention on, you know, getting that aligned to winning football games and being who we want as a program. And let's be clear, right? I've gotten on all of those guys before about some stuff. But that's who they were, right? Yeah. And I enjoyed that they loved football, and I enjoyed that they wanted to have fun. And I just think this group every year is a little bit different. Yeah. And this group is different, right? And we're still trying to figure out who we are,
right?
And I really don't think you figure that out until you get about halfway through the season. You figure out who you are. You know, I think the first couple games, you're trying to figure out, hey, what's our strengths? What's our weaknesses? What do we need to work on? What gets our guys fired up? What gets our guys sort of out of their rhythm? And finding that recipe to getting them to play hard on Friday nights, you know, that's what it all revolves around.
Absolutely. You said the standards for this program have now changed, and then obviously they have. It's playoff bursts. It's trying to contend for a league title. What do you need to see out of this team? And I know we're one scrimmage into the season. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to learn. But what do you think you need to see from this team specifically to let you believe that they have what it takes to do that?
Well, there's a couple things, right? There's a lot of guys now. There's two things I think about. There's a lot of guys now playing both ways that necessarily didn't do that on a Friday night before. So that's hard, right? Yeah. I don't want to say that's easy to do. That's something that you have to train to do, and it's a little bit of having mental toughness, right? And a lot of people ask, hey, how do you train mental toughness? That's hard, right? Yeah. Especially when you're trying to keep kids healthy and keep kids you know, excited about football. You don't want to run them into the dirt, but you also want to get them ready to play 120 plays in a game.
Sure.
And a little bit of that is just challenging them, right? Yeah. And letting them know, like last night, you know, in our scrimmage, a lot of them looked at me, they're tired, they're bent over, and I'm like, hey, I get it, right?
Yeah.
But that's, if we're going to win NBC Championship and beat Oak Harbor and beat Eastwood, we got to battle through here, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get your breaks and we'll get guys rotated in, but you got to battle, right?
Yeah.
We can't bend over, we can't put our head down, we can't feel bad for ourselves. You know, we got to be tough football players because that's who we want to be.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen anybody win NBC Championship where you said, hey, that wasn't a tough team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a building there leading up to those tough games in our league. And, you know, and that's a little bit of our mentality, right? And in 2023, when we walked in here, we had a lot of kids that were not confident, a lot of kids that were afraid of things, a lot of kids that didn't believe we could win. And I always said that first year it was huge for us to win that first game, right? To be honest, a lot of people weren't there. The biggest, I'd say one of the biggest games of our season was our scrimmage against St. Francis. I think when they believed in us. We took it to St. Francis a little bit, and they believed in what we were coaching and what we believed in. And I think that led to us beating Springfield, which was a huge deal. But you know, we are getting geared up for Springfield. We want to beat Springfield, but that's not our end goal, right? Our end goal is not to go 1-0 and do all that, right? We have bigger and better goals than we did in 2023, and that should happen when you're building a program. But just going back, right, our process hasn't changed, right?
Yeah.
We want to be a tough football team. I just think we're closer than we were in 2023 because kids can see it now, right?
Yeah.
We were so close last year. We had it on the tips of our fingers, right? Eastwood, you know, took it down to the wire with Oak Harbor.
Yep.
I think we were a little afraid of Oak Harbor, but shoot, we went over the Eastwood, and I still think we should have won that football game.
Absolutely.
So I think we're there, right? We just got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, for sure. So with all that in mind, what are realistic expectations and realistic goals? Like for the fans sitting in the stands, what can they expect from this Maumee football team, do you think?
I mean, like I said, you know, we win or lose, we want teams to walk away and we want fans to walk away and be like, man, those guys play hard, right? Those guys play hard. Those guys play tough. They play together. They tackle. They run to the football, right? They block people. And, man, if we just lose because another team's better than us, and that's it, right? That's the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you could work really hard, stay up late hours, prepare for things in life, and you might not get that job, right? And that's just part of life, right?
Yeah.
And you have to go and get better and keep on learning, hey, what am I good at? How can I get better at things I'm not good at, and how can I keep building off things I am good at? But I tell our guys all the time, and a lot of people look at me like I'm nuts. Our goal should be we're winning 10 games, right? We want to win 10 games. We want to hold up a trophy. We want to go undefeated. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not us?
Yeah.
I know not too long ago we were 1-38, but those are in the past. We almost don't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
That's just not who we are. And we want bigger and better things. I don't know why we would sit here and say, hey, let's hope we win 8 games again and make a home playoff game. Why are we not striving for the best? If we come up short, so be it, right? But let's ask ourselves, hey, did we play hard? Was it hard for them to beat us?
Yeah.
And if we lose just because they were making plays and we couldn't, man, that's just the way of life. Hopefully that ball rolls in our favor most of the time. But our guys know we're locked in on winning an NBC championship, going 10-0. We want to win one game at a time. We want to get better week after week. And we want to win a playoff game, right? We want to have another home playoff game. We want to win it, and we want to go as far as we can.
You know, that's one thing back – I think about back when all of our sports were in the NLL. You know, you're going into those games against Perrysburg, Anthony Wayne, you know, whether it's football or basketball, you knew the odds were stacked against you. But one thing I always said to my daughter who played in those games, those girls' basketball games, was if you don't think you can win, why are you even going to show up? Why are you going to play? Yeah, most likely, like logically, realistically, you realize, but if you don't think you're going to win, why even show up? So if you don't think you're going to win 10 games, like, what's the point? Like, that should be your goal, right?
Yeah. And again, I've been in a lot of football games. I've been on a lot of different teams, whether I was playing or I was coaching. And, you know, I've won a lot of games where a lot of people said we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And one that I'll always come back, one of my favorite games ever, is when in the fall of 2010, our first playoff game, we went over and we played a 1 seed at Avon Lake, and we were an 8 seed, and no one had us winning any game. It was snowing. They had, I think, 3 or 4 Power 5 guys on their team. We had none, right? And we went over there, and before you know it, we looked up at the scoreboard, and we were winning 28-0, right? And it's just believing in yourself, right? And I tell guys, you know, people will still talk about that game, right? About Maumee and, you know, and we, and there's a great picture of, you know, us on the middle of their field with our hands up in the air. And Avon Lake, they're all on their sideline with their heads down.
Yeah.
And you can never win if you don't think you can, right? And I remember, like, yesterday we went in there and said, what do we got to lose? No one thinks we're going to do anything, right? Let's go out. Let's be loose. Let's play fast. Let's play hard. And let's show people how good we are. And, you know, a lot of people, and I still, you know, think about this a lot. The week before, we lost to a Perrysburg team that we shouldn't have lost to. We had a bunch of turnovers. We played a bad game, probably one of our worst games of the season, and they only beat us by 10 points at Perrysburg. So I think we're a little bit pissed off there. And then we went into the playoffs, and I remember, I was a team captain, and I said, what do we got to lose?
Yeah.
You know, let's go out, let's play hard. And we did, and it, again, is one of the games that I'll remember forever.
If you're interested in supporting the student athletes at Maumee High School and Maumee Middle School, you should consider getting involved in the Maumee Athletic Boosters. They meet the first Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. in the High School Learning Commons. Meetings only last about an hour. A lot of great people, a lot of great discussions, and you really can make a difference by attending a Boosters meeting. Don't forget about their Fall Sports Preview Night this Friday, August the 15th, where we introduce all of the fall sports teams and athletes, followed by the football team's scrimmage against Clay. You've talked a little bit about it, you know, this team's learning. This team, you kind of mentioned it, this team experienced last year and knows kind of what it takes. You guys were so close. Thinking specifically about the playoff game against Lexington, what did this team learn from that? Was that a motivator through this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the 3 games that we lost. We don't talk about a bunch about the games we win in the offseason. It's just not who I am, right? I mean, I say, why not? Like, we should expect to win games, right? That's who we are, and that's who we want to be. We shouldn't sit in the offseason and cheer about winning against Springfield or even our big games or Genoa, right?
Yeah.
We won that game. Great. We took our pictures. I said, enjoy it, right? We move on. I said that was a huge game for us, right? But we're not going to sit in the last season and say, like, man, we played so well against Genoa, right? I want to hit on, hey, why didn't we beat Oak Harbor? Why did Oak Harbor beat us so bad?
Right.
Right? We weren't that much worse than them, right? Did we not think we could win? Were we not tough enough? Did we not prepare well? Did the coaches not prepare well, right? I challenge our coaches. I challenge myself every single day. Like I said, why didn't we beat Eastwood, shoot, I challenged Ben, right? When we needed you to make a play, you threw a couple picks, yeah. right? There's a couple of our wide receivers we needed to show up mm-hmm. in that game that didn't show up,
yeah.
right? I think there's some guys that did, and, you know, you pat them on the back, but there's something that all of us could get better at, right? And
right.
in the Lexington game, I talk about it, and that's a hard one, right? Because you want to celebrate making the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was a long time since we made the playoffs, a long time since we had a home playoff game. And I felt a little bit we were just happy to be there. And
okay.
that's yeah. I think that's part of the process.
Sure.
I was kind of upset about it, just thinking about it. And then I blame myself, right? Did I not push us hard enough? Did I not prepare us to beat Lexington? No. I felt like we were a better team than them, but they played better than us, and we didn't play a very good game.
Right.
And God, they went on a little bit of a run yeah. there, right? Yeah. Who knows what happened. But, you know, I talked to a lot of guys. They're like, man, that was the first time Miami's made the playoffs in a long time. Of course you guys were happy to be there, right?
Sure.
And you want to enjoy it. You want it to be a good you want your kids to be happy. You want your kids to be excited you're in the playoffs. And I think it'll be different this year. I think we'll show up, and I don't think we'll be happy to be there.
Right.
I think we'll have something to prove. Because a lot of people said, yeah, hey, Miami wasn't that good.
Yeah.
They still say that about us.
Yeah.
And it's fair, right? It's fair. Because, you know, you go through the list, we've beat one team with a winning record. It's been Genoa.
Yeah.
And that's okay, right? You bring that up, but I'll say, man, we beat the teams we were supposed to beat, right?
Exactly.
And I just think we're on our way, right? We beat Genoa last year. I'd love to beat Genoa again. But like I said, we've been hunting down – we want to win NBC Championship, and I think that goes through Eastwood and Oak Harbor.
Absolutely.
And until someone takes it from them, that will be the case. And I say I want to be that team where they say, hey, if you're going to win NBC Championship, you're going to have to beat Maumee.
That is a frustrating thing when they bring up the Maumee's only beaten Genoa. Mm-hmm. What would they say if you would have lost to some of those other teams that you beat? I mean, it's a can't-win situation for you.
Yeah, and again, a lot of those games – You got to play your conference games, right? And
yeah.
It is what it is. And but I'd say, shoot, not too long ago, they didn't think we were going to win any games, right?
Right?
And
yeah.
We're still making a step forward. So now it's like, oh, well, you're not winning good enough games. And then we beat Genoa. Well, you beat one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, we find a way to win another big game, there'll be someone else saying something else. And that's
right.
just how it is, right?
Yeah.
That's how it is in life. Hey, he only gets that job because of this. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, he only got to marry that girl because of this, right? And that's just how it is.
Right.
And I tell our guys that all the time. There'll always be someone saying something bad about you, whether you're doing good, doing bad. And it just doesn't really matter. All that matters is, hey, are you looking yourself in the mirror? You're doing everything you can to be successful. Are you doing everything you can for your teammates and the people around you and trying to push yourself forward? And are you getting better every day?
Right.
And like I said, if we're doing that and you can answer yes and we're playing hard and we're being who we want to be and we just lose, I think I can fall asleep perfectly
sure.
at night knowing that. But that's a good lesson for our kids, right?
Yeah.
One day they're not going to be football players, but mm-hmm. look yourself in the mirror. Hey, am I making a difference out here? Whether it's a job or in your family or in your relationships. Am I doing the best I can every single day, even when I don't feel good? And some days you'll have bad days, and some days you won't do your best.
Right.
But I think it's a good thing to get these kids to realize, hey, I got to reflect on what I'm doing here.
Right.
And I shouldn't just skate through life just being a floater, right?
Right.
Go out there. Go make a difference. And it could be a difference just in your family.
Sure.
Right? And that's important, right? That's really important for our guys. We push that message all the time. And when they leave us and they're not football players anymore, you know, I want those values to be taken. And I think that's the great thing about sports, right? We could teach those values and
yeah.
make them realize how important it is.
Yeah. Let's flip the page a little bit more towards this year. You guys picked up Napoleon in week two.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to learn a lot about what this team is in week two. Talk about picking them up and the challenge that they present, not just Napoleon, but that's a long bus ride out there. I mean, mm-hmm. Maumee's made it in the past. Talk about playing them and what that means in week two.
Yeah, I mean, Napoleon's a very good team, a very tough team,
yeah.
right? They like to run the football. They play hard defense. They've won a lot of games. I haven't been out there since my senior year. That
okay.
was the first year in the NLL, and we went over there and played them, and we beat them in double overtime, or might have been single overtime. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I believe it was single overtime. But they're a tough team. They've
yeah.
always been,
yeah.
And they make the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they make the playoffs, and they win a lot of big games. So it'll be big for us, right? I say that's going to be one of our first challenges. Obviously, we're focused on Springfield here. We're hoping to have a good scrimmage against Clay. Clay's a very good team, too. And we need to beat Springfield first. But obviously, Napoleon will be a big test for us because that's a winning football team.
Yeah.
And what's the word out on Maumee? They can't beat winning football teams.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we got to go on the road and we got to be focused and we got to be ready to go. I'm sure their whole town's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think it's a big game as well. But I'm going to assume Napoleon's going to think we're soft, right? And that's what the good teams would think about us.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're going to prove people wrong, that's where we got to prove people wrong. And we should have a chip on our shoulder and ready to go. I know our coaches do. I know we've talked about this with our players. I said on the Black Swamp interview, I think Napoleon's one of the biggest games of our season.
Yeah.
I think it could give us confidence, or we could go back home and say, hey, we got to change, right?
Yeah.
We're not good enough.
Right.
Right. We're not good enough to reach our goals. And it's a nice game because I think regardless what happens, our goals are still out there.
Yeah.
Right? Our goals are still out there. But like I said, we want to win every single game. So that's a big game for us. But right now, I'm going to give you the coach talk here, right?
Yep.
I'm focused on having a great scrimmage against Clay,
yeah.
And I want to beat Springfield. I'm ready for them week one.
Right. Who makes the NBC schedule? Because I don't know that they like us very much. We go from facing Eastwood and Oak Harbor back-to-back in the first two games of the conference schedule, and then they redo the conference schedule, and then Otsego, Oak Harbor, Eastwood. That's brutal.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that all works. And obviously, you don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who does the rotation.
Yeah,
obviously, it rotates. And I don't know who first started or whatever. But they don't know who's going to be good.
Right. No,
so it's like it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And yes, we had them both. And you thought, oh, we might get a break. They might do a one-man rotation.
Sure.
A two. I don't know if it's based off home games or this and that. Right. But it is what it is. We can't make our league schedule. That gets sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that goes back to us being a little bit tough. We can't control that, right?
Yeah.
We can't control going out there if there's a thunderstorm, right?
Yeah.
We got to focus, and we get 10 games, right? And I always say, let the other team be unfocused. Let the other team think about that. Let the other team be worried about their schedule. We're not worried about our schedule.
Okay.
Whoever we're going to play, right, we're going to show up to their field, or they're going to come to the Cavs, and we're going to give them our best, and we're going to prepare to win, and that's what we're going to do. We try not to dwell on things that we can't control.
Sure.
And I think that's a big thing with kids because a lot of it's an easy excuse, right? It's an easy excuse to say this.
Yeah.
Some of our coaches say, and I say, guys, it is what it is, and we're going to go give it our best, and we're going to go try to win all 10 games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, right now, yeah, that ends up being a tough ending for us, and you hope we're healthy, and who knows if we'll be healthy, right? There's a lot of variables that we don't know.
Yeah.
But I always say, you know, if we're going to be a championship football team, we better be playing our best football those last couple weeks.
Yep.
And if I was going to play my best football, I would want it to be against those two teams.
That's for sure. You're going to be more than playoff ready at that point.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely. You mentioned Ben earlier. This is a kid who started 18 straight games for you guys. Came in as a sophomore when Chase got hurt against Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that you guys missed a beat. And I don't think you guys have missed a beat with Ben behind center.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what he brings to this team, both physically, but also just that stability of being now a three-year starter at that position?
Yeah, it's nice to have a three-year starter quarterback. We'll miss Ben.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ben's been very good in all the sports he's played, right? And I think that has a lot of confidence. He got voted as a captain this year, I think was a big deal. In his sophomore year, we had some bumps and bruises even last year.
Yeah.
Right? Ben made some mistakes, some big games, and I sat down and I talked to him and said, that's where we got to lean on you in big games. Like, we got to get in big games, and we need a touchdown. We say, we got Ben Kubitz.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Right. And we talked to him a little bit about it, and you saw it in our scrimmage last night. Don't be afraid to run.
Yeah.
Right? Let's lay it all on the table this year, right? And he's gotten a little bit bigger. He's gained some weight.
Sure.
And I think he's had a good offseason. You even saw last night. I think he has a little swag about him.
Yeah.
I don't think he's afraid to be in the pocket. I think he's confident. He's a very smart kid. And I'd say if, you know, he's one of the engines that makes our boat move, right? And, you know, we have a lot of good players on our team. But if we're going to reach our goals, we're going to need Ben, and we're going to need Ben to show up in big games. And that's how I've challenged him this far. And I think Ben had a great summer, and I think he's ready to go, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch him against Clay, a little bit tougher competition.
Yeah.
But I think this could possibly be a big breakout year for him.
You mentioned him in the pocket against the BG scrimmage. And I think that was one of the things that stood out to me is how comfortable he looked back there. not only that, but how the pocket was formed around him, and he was able to get the ball to his receivers in mm-hmm. good position. Mm-hmm. That really stood out to me last night. He looked very comfortable back there.
Yeah, I mean, you start to get confident, right? And, you know, anybody that plays that much and is in that many games, you just get confident.
Sure.
And he's had a lot of the same receivers for a while, right? And and we work a lot on it, right? I'll give them credit. And, you know, and another thing is I think our wide receivers are close with Ben and even our tight ends, right? And
yeah.
The big thing is Ben understands our offense. I mean, a lot of people don't. Might not know outside of Maumee, but Ben's a very smart kid.
Yeah,
And I say we're going to miss Ben one day, just understanding what we want to mm-hmm. do. And he's almost a little bit of an extension of us out there.
Sure.
And then leading, right? I mean, I know a lot of people won't notice, but hey, when someone doesn't know, or is lined up in the wrong formation, Ben knows,
yeah.
right? Or
yeah.
and he gets us aligned. Or if a guy forgets a motion, Ben will yell at him,
yeah.
right? And it's hard to do that as a quarterback because you have a million things
sure.
you're thinking about.
Yeah.
But Ben can do that, and that helps us out. And he did it last night, and I thought he had a great scrimmage last night, and I hope to keep building him up. And I told him, right, he should be competing for the be back of the year in the NBC and an all-state football player. And I'd say, let's go win a championship, and let's go make a playoff run. And I don't think anybody will be arguing any of that.
Again, I know it's one scrimmage, so I'm trying not to put mm-hmm. too much into one scrimmage.
Yep.
But seeing what I saw last night from your two running backs, that I think anybody would agree. I think you'd agree. That would be an area of concern, losing a guy like Cody mm-hmm. and Keyshawn back there. But Cohen and Travis back there, they looked really good back there.
Oh, yeah.
There.
I think they both ran hard. I mean, I've always liked Cohen and Travis even when they were eighth graders, right?
Yeah.
And those guys are starting both ways for us as juniors. We have a lot of juniors out there, but we've always been excited about the junior class.
Sure.
So it's now, you know, to see how well we develop them and how fast they can play on Friday nights. I thought last night was a good night for all of them, you know, getting them ready to play. But I was really happy with how hard they ran. You know, it's hard to replace Cody Wolf, right? And I don't know if either of those two will ever beat Cody Wolf. Maybe they will. Who knows?
Yeah.
I hope they have a great year. And I hope they have a great next 2 years with us. But I said last night on the bus, I said, you know, those two combined, I think, could be better than Cody and Keyshawn combined.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying one is better than the other, but I said this as a unit.
Right.
And we have them for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And
got
our third guy's Owen Tolbert. And that's another guy, right, that we're going to have for two more years. And I know he didn't get a bunch of reps last night because he was playing defense. And then by the time JV was in, right, we don't want a varsity guy getting hurt.
Right.
But I think we have three solid guys there, and I was excited with how hard they ran. And I'm excited to watch them this season compete.
Nobody's going to replace Cody, right? Like, there's no way to replace Cody. Mm-hmm. There's no way to replace Keyshawn. You know, Pierce made an all-state team. There's no way to replace Pierce. Do you try to talk to the guys who are stepping into those roles this year and say, you're not trying to replace Cody. I just need you to be Cohen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a big thing. And obviously, Cohen and Cody kind of look like each other, right?
They do, don't
and
they?
And they run the same. They're both linebackers, right?
Yeah.
They're playing next to each other. And to be honest, Cohen doesn't like it, right? And I've always been big. You be you, right?
Yeah.
You don't go try to be someone else, right? Don't try to be Cody Wolf. Don't try to be me. That's not you. You go be you, right? Go make a name for yourself. And I won't compare you to him, right?
Yeah.
I just want to win,
mm-hmm.
right? I want you to be successful. I want you to win. I want our team to win. I want us to all be happy. But I've always been a big proponent to kids to say, hey, whether you're goofy, you're quiet, you're laughing, you play hard, you're serious, right? You're a team leader. Maybe you're not a team leader, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has their role to play, but go be you. I never look at Cohen and say, oh, hey, you got to go replace Cody.
Right.
I say, hey, you go be the best Cohen you can be.
Right.
Right. And we'll take that and we'll ride that into the sunset. And I think they all understand that. And I thought last night was a good night for them. I think Cohen should feel good about himself.
Yeah.
I think Travis should feel good about himself. Obviously, we got to work on a few things. But I'm excited for those guys. I think they'll have a big year.
We're extremely lucky to have the Pride of the Panthers helping us make memories for our students. There aren't many communities or schools who have a group of talented photographers at almost all of our kids' events and games. You can follow them on Facebook by searching Pride of the Panthers. Flip over to the defensive side. Again, one scrimmage, but I feel like this defense has made some definite strides. Saw it last night. You know, obviously there were some glitches, but first scrimmage, I personally think this defensive line has the potential to be like one of the best defensive lines in the conference. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
With a guy like Ryan and a guy like Garrett?
I think we have a good defensive line, obviously going from Ryan and Jackson, then Garrett and Siebold. A lot of people aren't going to talk about this, but our two defense lines, not bad either, right?
Yeah.
We got Tyler, who's grown. Aiden Boyer had a really good scrimmage last night, and a lot of people don't talk about this, right? We have KDR that came out. We got him to come back out for football, a really good wrestler. He plays as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take him. And then David Cunningham has come a long way for us. So we have eight guys that I think could at least steal some reps for us on Friday nights. And that's really good to keep our two-way guys fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this watching that last night, right, having fresh guys out there was good for us. And you could tell we were getting a little tired. But that's where I told you we got to work on our toughness a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I think we got tired in some of the big plays that BG broke on us. I think it's because our guys got tired.
Yeah.
We got lazy, right? And I think we were feeling bad for ourselves. So I was getting on our guys because, like I said, you know, when it comes down to the fourth quarter against Oak Harbor, against Eastwood, and it's a tie game, we got to have our dudes out there. And you might be tired, right? And I told Cody Wolf the same thing last year. And I told Carson the same thing last year. I told Liam Murphy and Joe Millen the same thing year one.
Yep.
You know, and all those guys, I need you guys out there, right?
Yeah.
And it's a stepping stone, right? You know, our guys got to get in playing shape and all that good stuff. But I was really happy with the guys that we have labeled as rotators to come in and make some plays and be able to steal some reps from for us. That's going to be huge, especially in a league like the NBC, where not everybody has rotators, right? I think that's something we could use our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit of my job and a little bit of art for me to the sort of mess with in games to make sure I maximize our potential there.
Right. What is in the water in Maumee when we can go from a guy like Liam Murphy at linebacker to a guy like Cody Wolf to a guy like Cohen Jones?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, Tolbert's out there, you know, Noah
Nino,
Anderson, those
Nino
guys.
Had Nino, a great, yeah, Noah
Nino
Anderson.
Had a great game, yeah.
I mean, you talk about, you know, this developing guys. Noah Anderson didn't play a down of football until his freshman year.
And
now he's out there. Again, he's gonna be a rotator, possibly a starter. He's fighting for a starting spot. He's come a long way, and I think he'll play a lot of football for us. But all those guys, right, they're all a little bit different. And those guys are all play a little bit differently, and they all have different personalities.
Yep.
But again, it's being a Maumee football player, right? And I think they all valued football, and I think they all loved football, and I think they all loved Maumee football. And that's a big deal, right? And I think they all believed in me.
Yeah.
You know, I could say what I want, and people could say, oh, hey, you won Coach of the Year and did all this. I'm nothing without our players. I'm this, you know, I don't play,
right?
I could just try to put you in positions to win. I need our kids to play hard. It's my job to motivate, right? It's my job to help develop them in the off season, and it's my job to try to put them in positions to win on Friday nights, no matter who it is or what year it is or who we're playing.
Sure.
You know, I'm not Central Catholic. I can't recruit my players. I gotta take the kid who lives in the neighborhood,
sure,
right?
Yeah,
And I have a little bit of pride in that, right? Because I was one of those kids one day. And I think there's no reason why we can't develop those kids and maximize their potential to help us win games on Friday nights in the fall.
For sure. One area that I you know, not a lot of people talk about is special teams, but you lose a guy like Blake Wagner, and he was just a different weapon for you guys last year, not only on extra points and field goals, but the kickoffs, you know, touchback after touchback after touchback. It seems like you've got a pipeline going from that soccer team to the football team now. So talk about that pipeline and, you know, maybe getting somebody in to kind of, again, not replace Blake, but fill that role.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of our program, right? No one, I talked to the soccer team when I first got here, and no one wanted to be on an 0-10 team, right? And winning. And to be honest, I make it easier on the soccer players. I work around their schedule. They're at practice for 20 minutes, and then they get to leave. They don't have to do much, right? And they get all the gear everybody else gets and all that good stuff. Now we have three soccer players on our team. It's nice to have some guys at different levels doing some different things. We almost have guys that are specialists at their own, like, punt, kickoff, field goal.
Okay.
And we're trying to figure that out a little bit. But I thought Braden Bond did a nice job last night. I thought Ben punted. We're thinking about him punting.
Okay.
He did a nice job last night. I know we only punted once. And then Jackson Greenlease, I thought, did a nice job. He hit that field goal at the end. Obviously, Blake was very good, right? I mean, it's hard to replace a kid. I mean, you talk about replacing Cody Wolf. Even the soccer team, it's hard to replace a Blake,
sure,
right? And Blake had a very strong leg, but I think Jackson has potential, right? We're just getting now into, you know, Blake kicked field goals before I asked him to be on the football team. He had a field goal post in his backyard,
oh, okay,
you know, that his family does competitions on. So,
really? Okay.
Yeah, so by get Jackson Greenlease never kicked a football in his life,
yeah,
right? And he looks at that and is like, man, that ball's not round, right? So we've worked, right? And Coach Buzz worked with these guys in the summer.
Okay.
He kind of helps with our specialist a little bit. And I think they did a nice job. Shoot, they made all their field goals. I said that last field goal at the end, I told Jackson, you might have to get it up a little bit.
Right.
It was a little bit of a line drive, but hey, he made it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, people don't talk about it, right? You know, Colin O'Neill had an injury and he couldn't go. And we had to have Ryan out there snapping for us. And our backup snapper when Colin can't go is Garrett Anderson, both two-way starters.
Yeah.
And they're out there. And, man, they made snaps when they were tired, and I told them, hey, that's a big deal because we've never asked you to do that
before.
Sure. And, again, I think that comes back to it's having a little bit of mental toughness. Yeah, I'm tired. I got to focus here and snap this ball.
Yeah.
And you saw it, right? Bowling Green had trouble snapping the ball, and I just said I didn't want that to be us. I wanted to look sharp. I don't want to send our field goal team out there, and we don't have a guy out there. I want all 11 of us out there, and to be honest, we worked that stuff pretty hard. And, you know, a lot of coaches think I'm overboard on special teams, but, man, I would never want it to come down to week 10. I need special teams to go win us a game, and we're not prepared for it. I think that's a little bit it would be malpractice on me a little bit. So,
for sure.
We worked that a lot, and, you know, I'm excited about our kicking situation and finding that recipe for us.
Yeah.
And I think they'll help us win some games.
You mentioned Colin. It's a unique position to be in when you've got a kid who, you know, everybody has a long snapper, obviously, but not everybody has a kid who takes it this seriously and goes to camps and stuff. What does that do? That's just an added bonus to this team, isn't it, to have a kid like Colin?
Yeah, I mean, Colin's very consistent. I mean, I've been talking about Colin since his sophomore year, right? And he had a huge snap for us in that first game against Springfield year one when we needed him, right? He got, and then Chase got it off, and that got us to win the game. You know, and Colin won special teams player of the year his sophomore year, right, for our team. And, you know, I think long snapper is one of those that people don't really see you until you have a bad snap. It's a little bit like center.
Right. Yeah.
And I say it all the time. And, you know, I tell Colin all the time how much we appreciate him, and it's nice to not worry about snapping. And, you know, him being, I mean, injuries happen, right? And you have some deals, and we want to make sure Colin heals and we have him for the season. No, nothing he had to prove to me last night. So just getting him back acclimated on Monday will be big for us. But it makes me feel good if something ever happened, right? Ryan did a nice job. And to be honest, at practice, Garrett Anderson does a nice job. And this has us a couple more options. That doesn't make you feel like your heart's going to sink if something happened to Colin. But it's nice to have Colin, right? I said it's always nice to not have to worry about your long snapper, which SBG, right?
I mean,
you know, they had some issues last night. I'm sure they would love a long snapper, right?
Yeah.
But I think Colin does a nice job, and we're happy to have him.
It's just like you said, it's not something you worry about until it's going bad.
Yep,
so,
100%.
You're entering year three. How has this job changed from when you took it? And has anything surprised you, or has anything, is it different than you thought it would be?
No, honestly, I had a vision. I always believed, I mean, I would say I'm a pretty confident guy, right?
Yeah.
I believe in myself. And then Maumee was always close to my heart, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't some random guy that Maumee hired.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, man, Maumee hasn't been good since Evan was a captain, right? And that was a big deal to me, right? And Maumee football has always been a big deal to me, even when I wasn't part of Maumee football. I mean, a lot of people talk about, man, I was the defense coordinator at Eastwood beating up on Maumee.
Yeah.
And to be honest, deep down in my heart, that never felt good, right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of made me who I am, right? And part of me of the, you know, being the toughness and not worrying about the Catholic schools and saying, man, we'll just go beat the Catholic schools. Man, I always told Coach Bowles, get St. John's on the schedule.
Yeah.
Get St. Francis on the schedule.
Yeah.
I'll go play those guys. And I want that to be the attitude. I want that to be the attitude of Maumee, you know, especially with kids in the middle school. I want them to say, man, you go St. John's. I'm going to go Maumee. And let's go play.
Absolutely.
Right? And or you go do this, right? With everybody transferring now and all that stuff, right? Everybody's free to do what they want to do. But I think Maumee's a special place.
Yep.
I've always thought Maumee's a football town. Mm-hmm. We just had to wake it up a little bit. That takes a lot of hard work. And I know a lot of people make fun of me for some of the stuff I do, from ladies' night to the youth camps to, you know, our player bonding and getting us out in the community and all that stuff. But I know to get people to the Friday night games, you got to get out there, right? And you got to involve everybody. And I tell our players all the time, you like people cheering for you when you're running for a touchdown. Hey, sometimes we have to do some volunteer work. Sometimes we have to, you know, do some youth camps. We have to do this stuff, right, if we're going to build. So I always had a plan, and I always had a picture in my mind, and I was always confident in it. You know, a lot of people said, like, oh, it'll probably surprise you guys beat Springfield year one. Man, that's all I dreamed of was beating them.
Yeah.
And that's all we focused on. If you ask Liam Murphy, he's like, I've never played for a coach that talked about winning so much. And a lot of times people say, hey, you know, I get a little bit of blowback sometimes saying, hey, all Evan cares about is winning. And I'm not necessarily sure that's true, right?
No.
But, man, it's pretty important, right?
Yeah,
I say it to the parents
every time
we have our parent meeting. You know, I think there's a lot of lessons that can be learned through football and being part of a football team. But your kids won't listen to me if we don't win. They just won't, right? It's got to be a driving factor. It's got to be a motivator. It was always our plan, right? And it has always been consistent with our players and always been consistent with our coaches. And it was really important to me. And I always think Maumee could be special. And I think it could be bigger than when I played. I really do. I think, it's not like we won a bunch of championships. Obviously, we made the playoffs and
sure.
we won games, right? We were winning 8 to 9 games a year. But we want to be more than that, right? I know it's crazy to think about, but I want to play in Canton one day, right? And I would love to see how Maumee travels to that game, you know, and I think it would be a big deal, so.
So I think that's probably as good a place as any to end.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your time, Evan.
Yeah.
We open August 22nd against Springfield.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully everybody gets out here and supports the program.
Yep.
And as a parent, appreciate everything you've done for this program.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of people, we've all seen it and how it's grown. And you know, we see the dedication that you put in and your coaches put in. And it's definitely noticed. So thank you.
Yep. No, it's been a pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
Once again, thank you to Evan Karchner for sitting down and talking with me. I think it's really rare and very refreshing to have a football coach who is able to sit down and answer these questions and just be really honest and be an open book as much as Evan is. So again, I truly appreciate that out of Evan. And that brings a close to the first episode of season 2 of Inside Maumee Athletics. Once again, thanks to our supporters, the Maumee Athletic Boosters, and Pride of the Panthers photographers. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Inside Maumee Athletics on Facebook and at Inside Maumee ATH on Twitter. Make sure you visit our website, InsideMaumeeAthletics.com, for all of your up-to-date sports, news, and scores. To get in contact with the show, email InsideMaumeeAthletics@gmail.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.